produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hello, 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 hello. I have missed you
hello,
all.
Hello.
Hey, we haven't met in quite some time now, but this is Reverend Carla Olds, and as promised, we're going to talk about things that are important to us and important to the community at large on Carla's Pearls of Wisdom today. Today I have a very, very, very special guest. I have Mr. Andrew Finch. Now, Andrew Finch does a bunch of different things. He's very talented, multi-talented. And today, Andrew is going to talk to us. I'm sorry, Mr. Finch is going to talk to us about insurance, just the different types of insurance that we need to have and things of that nature. But before we get started, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we come to you today, Lord God, we just thank you and praise you for your grace, your peace, your love, and your many, many blessings, Lord God. God, I thank you that you are yet using your people to benefit your other people in the kingdom and to glorify the kingdom and to build your kingdom here on earth. We just thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Mr. Finch, are you there?
I am here. If I was anywhere else, I wouldn't be here, but thank God I'm here with you.
Thank you. So, Mr. Finch is, are you 30 yet, Andrew?
I am. This year, I turned 30.
So, Mr. Finch turned 30 this year. He is the father of two beautiful little girls. And as a resident of the great state of Texas, he is a Cowboys fan, and he is also a Lakers basketball fan. Interesting fun fact about Mr. Finch is Mr. Finch is a certified firewalker instructor. So he has also walked through fire literally and figuratively, and he can also help you walk through some fires, literally and figuratively. If you have something going on in your life, he can assist you with that as well. Andrew also is available for any public speaking events or anything of that nature that you all may need. So, Andrew, we're going to jump right in. We're going to talk about insurance. We're going to talk about life insurance first. And first of all, tell us why life insurance is so important. Go ahead.
Well, when I first learned the importance of life insurance, it was a few years back, and I don't like to call it life insurance. I like to call it love insurance, because it helps to establish a legacy. See, one thing that I've learned since being in the financial services industry is that most people leave nothing to their children except for zero or debt. And a lot of times families have to pass the hat around trying to figure out how to bury loved ones. But if you look at families like the Rockefellers, the Kennedys, Clintons, you know, families like that, they've established a legacy. They've established trust in love insurance because they have old money. And the reason why they have old money is they put things in place where families aren't fighting. But if you look at Prince and you look at his estate, and even a famous rapper that died recently, Nipsey Hussle, he had no life insurance. And again, I call it love insurance because every month your family receives a check. Or you can break it up however you want to do it, but every month there's a piece of mail that comes that lets you know mommy or daddy not only took responsibility for me here in this lifetime, but even after they passed away, they still made sure that the financial burden of life and what they left behind was not a burden, but it was actually a gift as opposed to a curse. So that's the biggest importance of life insurance, is it establishes a legacy. It takes care of your loved ones here and after you're gone.
Fantastic, fantastic. Now, I know on commercials and in advertisements, we hear about term and whole life. I love the description that you gave about love insurance. So tell us how we can put this love insurance to work by describing term and whole life and the differences and maybe the pros and the cons as well.
So for younger people in their 20s, their 30s, their 40s, that's really the prime of your life. And if you look it up, most experts say that term insurance is the best kind of insurance because you get more bang for your buck. You get more value for a lower cost. There's nothing added to it. Now, you have to be careful because not all term is created equal either. So, for example, there's a lot of term insurance products that are sold through whole life insurance companies where that's their niche, the whole life. Go ahead.
Andrew, back up some and explain what term is.
So term insurance is just that. It's for a term. It's for a period of time.
Okay.
So you have some companies that when they sell you a term insurance policy, a lot of the commercials, they undersell what they give you or they oversell what they give you.
Say
somebody can get $400,000 in life insurance for $15, and the example is a 40-something-year-old male. Well, that's not realistic.
Gotcha.
What they're offering is a very short term. They're offering about a 10-year term. But the way insurance, whether it's whole life or term insurance, is determined is by your health and your age. So it's always important to get life insurance at a very young age and while you're healthy, because we don't know what tomorrow holds, and we'll never be as young tomorrow as we are today. So that is very important for young families to look into that. You know, I've never seen anybody on earth beat Father Time. It just doesn't happen. But so term is just that, it's term insurance. Now, whole life, that is a product where they have two pieces attached to it. Now follow me, Carla, because you're an actual living human being, right?
Yes.
Is there anything on this earth that zombies can be real? Is that ever been real? Has that ever happened?
Say that one more time.
Okay. Are there zombies in real life?
No.
Okay. So here's how whole life works, because you basically have to be a zombie for whole life to work for you and your family.
Okay.
So you're paying for two things, but you're only getting one. Let me explain. So with a whole life product, they have attached to it a quote-unquote savings account, and they call that the cash value. In most whole life products, you're going to pay a higher cost, but for the first 3 to 5 years, no money builds up in your cash value.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So let's say you're paying for $100,000 and you're paying for the savings and you're paying for your life insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that cash value is not building up for 3 to 5 years.
Okay.
I've seen policies where people had $75,000 and the cash value is supposed to be building up over time. And
mm-hmm.
ultimately, it's supposed to equal the cash value. I've looked at the policy and the policy said the cash value would not catch up to the amount of the life insurance
mm-hmm.
until this person was 123 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
So literally at age 100, I think the amount in the quote-unquote savings would only be like 30-something thousand.
Okay. But, we set up a $75,000 policy, correct?
Right, right.
Okay.
And so here's how it works. With the life insurance company, again, you're putting money in your cash value. Every time you pay your premium, part of it goes to your cash value. Part of it goes to your premium for the cost of your life insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you sit down and you actually look at the policy, when you pass away, God forbid, your family is left to make a decision. Either we get this cash value, a.k.a. the living benefit, that your
mm-hmm.
family can really only take advantage of if you're alive by
mm-hmm.
borrowing from your savings, and then you have to pay it back with interest. I'll explain that. Or your family can take the death benefit. So either they get the cash value that's supposed to be your savings account, or they get the death benefit. They don't get both.
Okay.
Now, if you have the option to get both, you pay even higher in life insurance premiums every month.
In your premiums. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So whenever you're initiating your policy, you need to make sure
mm-hmm.
that you sit down with someone and actually go through the ramifications, the consequences, good and bad,
yes.
of your policy so that you're well aware
yes.
of everything.
Right. Because what a lot of people, what I've come to realize is just like a doctor is a doctor in that professional office, a lot of insurance and financial services professionals, they're the doctor of people's finances. And some companies specialize in selling whole life insurance,
mm-hmm.
but there's many different types of whole life insurance products.
Okay.
And so they want to tell you the best about their product, but they won't tell you that as you're paying your premiums and this cash value is supposed to be your savings, it only grows at a 3 to 5% rate of return.
Oh,
but
wow.
if you ever need to borrow your own money, you have to pay it back at a 7 to 9% interest rate.
Wow.
And then when you pass away, let's say you borrowed money from the cash value. Well, if you have not paid it back because it's a policy loan, then they take whatever you borrow, they take that amount from your death benefit, plus they charge interest on the outstanding money, and then they charge interest on the interest of the outstanding money as well.
So your family is left to pay all of these fees.
Well, what they do is they take it out of the death benefit before they even cut your family a check.
So you may be anticipating
no
a check, but you may be anticipating a check for $25,000, and in actuality,
mm-hmm.
you may or may not get a check for even, it sounds like, $5,000. By the time you
depending
the
on the situation.
Accrue, yes, yes,
mm-hmm.
yes. Okay.
Yep. Depending on the situation. Like, I've had multiple clients who, like, they were still, their mom was able to be the policy owner. Because
mm-hmm.
she has called insurable interest. And so her mother was the policy owner, but she was paying the policy, and the mother needed money because fell on hard times. She borrowed from the policy. And so literally she only had like $1,000 left in the cash value. if we would have canceled the policy, she wouldn't have gotten any money from the cash value because she was going to have to pay a fee. They were gonna take out what was still owed because the mom hadn't paid back on the cash value. Yep.
Understood.
So there's a lot of different hidden things as it pertains to life insurance that people really need to sit down and educate themselves about.
Understood. So Andrew, I know you have different and various policies other than the term and the whole life. What other types of policies and products do you offer?
Well, for me, I'm what they call a termite. I believe in term insurance, and I believe in investing the difference. And what I mean by that is term insurance is typically going to be at a lower cost than whole life, unless somebody waits too late in life to get a term insurance policy. Then it may be comparable to a whole life policy if they've already had one and they're looking to replace it. So that's also something to look at as well. But term typically costs less. And so I teach buy term and invest the difference. When I say invest the difference, what I mean is a whole life policy for somebody my age, 30 years old, at $300,000 may be, let's say, $65. But a whole life policy for somebody my age, 30 years old, may be $125. Well, the difference between those two policies is $60. So what I do, because I'm an investment licensed financial services representative, is I take that other $60 and I put that into an investment account, helping people invest in mutual funds through Roth IRAs, traditional IRAs, or just a regular investment account. And then also I help people set up college savings for their children, such as 529s, Coverdales, Kitty IRAs, UTMAs, UGMAs, and things of that nature.
Okay. And I know you have other certifications after your name. Can you explain those initials and what your certifications certify you to do?
So, I'm life insurance licensed in Texas, California, Colorado, and Louisiana. My investment license is here in Texas, but I have other business partners that have licenses in Georgia, Florida, California, Louisiana. I can connect people in those different states to help them invest. Series 6 and 63, and I'm working on Series 26 as well.
Now, what do those allow you
licenses
to do?
They allow me to help people invest in mutual funds and those type of investment accounts that I was discussing.
Okay. Now explain to us one of the mutual funds or how you can help with investments.
So from a mutual fund perspective, it helps people with diversification of assets. So any mutual fund holds anywhere from 150 to 200 companies. And what it does, instead of being all totally invested into one company that may fail, you have an opportunity to invest into multiple companies. And so let's say the pharmaceutical industry is down this year, but the banking industry is up. Well, your mutual fund may hold a couple banks. It may hold a couple pharmacy companies. It may hold a couple of technology companies. And so when the market goes down in one industry, another market may be up, and it helps to offset the loss. As a matter of fact, the two longest-running mutual funds, one was in 1924 and one was in 1928. The one from 1924 has averaged a 9% rate of return since 1924, and the one from 1928, the second mutual fund created, has averaged a 12% rate of return on people's money. So if you think about inflation is about 3%. That means anybody that invested in those mutual funds made anywhere from 6 to 9% over inflation, which is far better than sitting your money in a bank getting 1 to
2%. 2%, yes. Well, Andrew, is there any other information you'd like to give us, or is there anything that I may have missed or that we didn't cover?
Some of the other
beneficiaries.
Services that I do offer.
Tell us about beneficiaries.
Yes.
And how important it is to have a will and to have beneficiaries in place.
I was just going to touch on that. So beneficiaries, you definitely want to make sure that you have a trusted beneficiary. And your beneficiary supersedes your will. So
okay.
Whoever you put as a beneficiary, you want to make sure that person is going to do what you need them to do. Now, in your will, and a will is very important, because if you don't have a will, the state that you live in will give you a will, and it's called probate, where in
okay.
the state of Texas, God forbid, let's say you work 30 years to leave your family $100,000. Within 2 months, the lawyers in Dallas and Fort Worth or anywhere in the state can take up to 42% of that $100,000. So
oh
just
God.
Like that, in 2 months, $42,000 could be gone.
Okay.
And that's just a small example. So it's very important to get wills established. And I actually partner with a company who can help people to establish a will and get those things in place. And that's very important.
And that's also important for parents of minor children to make sure
yes,
that
definitely.
That those things are in place for your minor children in case of your untimely death.
Right,
is there
right.
anything
yes,
else that – oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying yes, ma'am.
Yeah, anything else that we may have missed that you'd like to touch on?
I just truly believe, like Proverbs says, a wise man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. One thing that we have to begin to focus on is bringing honor and respect to those that came before us
yeah.
and honoring their legacy, but then also establishing a legacy and laying the foundation and the groundwork for generations to come. So many times we get caught up in today that we forget that, especially when we have kids, or even if we don't have kids and we want to have kids, We have to start preparing ourselves mentally, spiritually, financially, because that's definitely what we're talking about, that when we do have those children, we can set the best example that we could possibly set, and that, you know, 2, 3, 4 generations from now, our grandkids and our great-grandkids are looking up at a big picture on the wall and asking, who is that? And the response is, that's the person that laid the foundation. That's the one that changed the course of history for our family. That's really what we have to be focusing on.
Exactly, exactly. Andrew, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to give us some information. And if people wanted to get in contact with you who have further questions, what is your telephone number or your email or Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, all of that?
So they can definitely find me, you know, on Facebook, Andrew Finch, F-I-N-C-H is my last name. Let me grab my Google Voice number. I have 2 phone numbers. I have a Google Voice for business. I will share that number briefly. It is 682-226-6847, or even my personal cell, 817-307-7362. And then also my email, Andrew, A-N-D-R-E-W, D as in David, A as in Apple, period, Finch, that's F-I-N-C-H, @gmail.com. So again, that's Andrew, D-A, period, Finch, @gmail.com. Again, my Google Voice phone number is 682-226-6847. If I don't answer, please leave me a voicemail. And then also my personal cell, 817-307-7362.
Well, Andrew, thank you so, so very much. I'm going to pray, and you all could get in touch with Andrew, and he's willing to sit down and talk with you, whether you're local here in the state of Texas or anywhere. I'm sure he's more than happy to receive your telephone calls and assist with any questions that you might have. Thank you so, so much. We had Reverend Kimberly Russell on a few weeks ago, and she talked about budgeting and how important budgeting and planning and doing financial plans are. And I will implore you as well to make sure that you have your life insurance in place for your children, and not just your ongoing finances, but also your finances so that your children are taken care of after you've passed away. And it doesn't even have to be a lot, just enough to bury you and to continue your legacy. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you yet again because you are doing great things in our lives, Lord God. I ask that you touch Andrew Finch right now, Lord God, from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, Lord God. Go before him. Make the crooked places straight, dear God. Touch and anoint his mind, his body, and his spirit, Lord God. Lord God, wherever there is deficit or where he needs to be built up, Lord God, I ask that you would continue to build him up, Lord God. Give him strength, give him energy, give him tenacity and wisdom as a father, Lord God, and continue to keep him. We thank you and we praise you in advance, Lord God, for everything that you're doing in all of our lives, Lord God. Give us faith. Give us energy to seek out the information that is necessary for us to glorify you here on earth as we build your kingdom. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Andrew, amen. Thank you so much for stopping by. I'm so excited
You're
and so happy
welcome.
That you came on today.
Well, All right. I appreciate you, and I'm thankful for being here.
Thank you so, so much. And we will talk to you soon. We'll have you back on again.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the Internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.